This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Mr. Maqino Alwande are joining me in studio this morning. Gents, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Vukubanga ne breakfast show.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Alwande kamahle.
Ah, kencengeke.
Ah, yabona ukuthi uyinkunzi impela namhlanje, insizwe yomZulu. Njengobani.
Viva, viva, Alwande.
Kasho ukuthi uyinto yomZulu le.
Ngo.
Wakhona uzalelwe khona la kwaZulu.
Ngizalelwe khona la kwaZulu, impela ngakhulela khona la.
Ngibune ndawo kanje?
E South Coast.
South Coast. Oh, okay. Yeah,
no. Ngibona amabhaca.
Okay. Hayi ngizwa kahle. Ngenza phela ngathi ngikubuza uthi yini le ngitshela uthi asikhoke lapho. Kuvuka ngena breakfast show knowledge hub. Mr. Maqi, good morning once again. What do you have for us this morning?
Yes, gentlemen. So this morning we're talking about June, they call it a men's mental health month. So there's a lot of focus on men in the month of June, which is a good thing, you know. So because, I mean, men do deserve attention. We know on 21 June also it's going to be Father's Day. I mean, look, take aside the commercial part. It's an important day to mark, to remember the significance of men. And of course, next week, 16 June, it is National Youth Day in South Africa. So we're also paying attention to our young men. So our conversation this morning really is about that. Right from the get-go, so I'd like to suggest, because I mean, one of the responsibilities we have as human beings really is to deal with the things we are facing at that particular point. So we depend on knowledge most of the time to address that. So I'm going to suggest for readings two interesting books so for you to read. The one is by Scott Galloway. He's an American. He speaks very well. He writes very well. He also does podcasts, so you can check him out. Scott Galloway, he says, not on being a man. Now, one of the important things he says about men is that, so if you're a man, people always expect more from you, right? So to be a man, really, is the question is, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
Not to say unlike women, but generally, he says there's that kind of a surplus value. So as a man, as a young man, remember, so you have a responsibility to make something out of your life, because when sooner rather than later you'll be asked, what are you going to bring to the table? Right? So just one of those difficult questions. It's not easy under these conditions today. So please read that book, Scott Galloway, Not on Being a Man. Came out in 2025 last year. The other one is an old book. It came out in 1903 by W.E.B. Du Bois, an American journalist, scholar. He was the first African-American to get a PhD. He wrote this in 1903, looking at their lives, because I mean, they were a generation of people who came from slavery. And he speaks about double consciousness, right? So for all of us, he was referring mainly to the African-Americans at the time. They were called Negroes. How they see themselves. So if you are oppressed, you know, if you are facing difficulties, or if you are going through life, so there's always you looking at yourself, but also there's the way that other people see you. Now his thing was, you should live your life looking at yourself through the eyes of those who are putting you down, right? So as a man, you can't be defined by the troubles you are facing. Right. So, I mean, we had a conversation sometime back with some students, and they were saying that people will say, I will solve my problems at the bottom of the beer bottle. Seriously. So have you become the bottle yourself? Nah, no more. You remain a man, right? So just remember that as well. There's you, and then there's the way in which you see yourself, and there's the way that the circumstances or the people around you see you. You mustn't let that define you. Take it into account, but you've got to stand out. The third suggestion I'd like people to check out is an interesting film. It came out in 1997, directed by Cassie Lemon. It's American as well. Eve's Bayou. So I'm going to try and read the opening line to the movie. Here it goes. The summer I killed my father, I was 10 years old. My brother Paul was 9, and my sister Cicely was 14. My name is Eve. End of reading. So if you go online, so just Google we YouTube Eve's Bayou by Cassie Lemon in 1997. Very interesting book. It talks about the relationship between father and family, father and daughters, father and daughter. I mean, all of those complex relationships between fathers and their children, and fathers and their wives.
Yeah.
So that's the reading part, and then the next part. I mean, since Nupudana is here, we'll just have a conversation about the men in our lives, the fathers we know, so what they've taught us, and what we are going to take away from them.
Yeah, Alan, your side, your experience, G, with a father figure, namely indoda.
No, since ngo muntu okhulele esandleni sika baba vele. Kuningi engikufundile kuyena. Ngibala nje kungashoni langa. But kukodwa engakuthanda kakhulu. Engakufunda kuyena lokho kunakekela ikhaya. Ukunakekela ikhaya ake moya indoda khamba izigaba eziningi. Ubejwele ungifundisa nje ngento simple. Sasijwele ukuthi angivuse ekseni uthuthi shoshanele igceke siliclean. Nangakusasa angivuse khona igceke liseclean. Sidi Chanel ngibuzo madoda bengikalinde hlabu babalize ngcole legceke one day wangitshela ukuthi yabona igceke elinendoda noma ninabafana kumele ulibone udlula lo gceke ungababona abafana legceke leli khona umfana because ungcola kwegceke kululaza isithunzi sakho wena uyindoda egceke noma umfana okwesibili ukufikela umndeni ubaba ke uyilendoda ekhalim kakhulu lunge kakhulu. Kodwa ikufundeke nokuthi ngisho ungalunga kanjani kodwa ungalungo into the point lethi umndeni wakho ugcina usuhlukumezeka ngenxa yokuthi babo lapho ulungene nomfana lapha ulungile.
Sure.
Ukwazi moya indoda ukuphila nje kuma environment amabili. Uma kumele ube calm, ube calm. Uma kumele futhi ube indoda, ukwazi futhi ukuthi nje ube indoda.
Yes.
Okwesithathu futhi asifikeli umndeni kuphela, sifikela nesithunzi somuzi. Engitshena lokhu ngangicathi mhlambe mina ishuthi masengimdela sekumele ngigadweke shuthi manje ngisakha cha wabuya ngitshena futhi ngakubona kuyena wathi uma ufuna inhlonipho noma ukwakha isithunzi sakho nesithunzi somuzi kungendlela ozipresenta ngayo wena ebantwini because indlela ozipresenta ngayo iyona determine ikhaya osuka kulona lana kwaqhamisa kakhulu ini inhlonipho ukuzihlonipha ukuthi nje ubomhlonipho omunye umuntu. And abantu bakunika lokhu wena ubanika khona uma bahlonipha nabo bazokuhlonipha because ngiyakukhumbula this one day waze wathi khona noma ngingekho le ekhaya ungabusaba nje ukubuza udade wena uze uphuma phi ngalesikhathi because isithunzi somuza sakhe indoda phela sakhiwa ngisho umuntu wesifazane effect ukuthi nje amantombazana kamachwe aziphethe kahle kukhombisa kulowo muzi kunomthetho ku street enye into engayithanda kakhulu engayifunda kuyena futhi ukuthi umuzi udetermine ubuhle bezindonga nenamba yabantu abahlala lapho because umuzi uyakwazi ukuthi umuhle kodwa ufe uzithiwa hey kusaphila ubani kwakunge nje kube kusaphila uba ngabanginjena
yeah
to the piece all ngisho nje ukuthi ezingane lomfana mawukhula uyamdinga umuntu wesilisa omdala kunawo ozokudirect noma sengasiye ubaba wakho ngqo kodwa oseyazi indima yokuba indoda
definitely you know just to attest on what you are saying, Alwanda, because mina I'm one person empilweni yami nje kugcwele abantu besifazane ngikhuliswa abantu besifazane and ngumuntu nje omnjenjinjinjinje empilweni yami umuntu omdala kumina wasekhaya bekumuntu wesifazane and leyo nto it was a good thing, that's why I respect abantu besifazane so much, but at some point we need a father figure.
Yeah,
you do. Because you are not figure corner. You are best father. You are not going to be a good kuluma now. So I'm just echoing on what you were saying, Guti. As a young boy, whether you say varsity, you say high school, or you are sebenza even, I just find that one person or in daughter who will be your mentor, because baleka kakhulu umuntu wesilisa empilweni yomunye umuntu wesilisa ukudodisa nje nokulandelisa indlela ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngempela kuhanjwa kanjani. Yeah, so Mr. Macci, I don't know, from your side, okay. Yes.
Yeah, just I was just checking. No. Alan is talking a lot about ubaba. Mm. So I was just challenging him to simbing a little ubaba. Why come like?
Yes. Ubaba. Use a call. Mister Ben.
I was a call. Use a call. Mister Ben. Use Bonelle. Skakan. Le Poshepstein.
A Poshepstein.
Yeah.
Give Linda a Poshepstein one.
M Zombe. Okay.
Shout out to Babu Skakan, man.
Bonelle. Sabingelela.
Yeah.
So now me put away to let me also bring a little Baba Lindelo Alexander Mike. Baba was shot on 2015, so it's been a while. But there are things that you miss, you know, so that you remember.
Mm.
So people used to say, "Hey, Baba, ko a gentleman, right?" So meaning is a charm. I mean, he loved people.
Yeah.
People loved him. That goes along with the same problems and the good things as I'm saying now. But a gentleman, I took that away from him as well. He loved to read. I mean, for me, that's his legacy. I mean, he loved to sit with the book. He encouraged the curiosity. So you never say no to anyone who wanted to grab any of these books to take them away to read him. And a very important one, because I mean, we grew up Kwamashu, and every now and then, kuzoba khona umuntu ozongqonqoza athi, "Manje ukhona ubaba, stasi petrol la." So ubaba will never buy anything stolen. So
yeah.
Never buy stolen goods. I mean, so for me, this is important, because you need to work for your money. Make the effort. Yes, it may feel cheap to buy that do not sell. I mean, last week I had to go and do my IT home affairs. Very sad. You had to pay just to get your own IT.
Yeah.
So okay, that's that idea, really. Crime does not pay. Do not buy stolen goods, even if they are going to help you for now. Do not. So that's one big one I took away from my father. But shout out to all the young dads on campus. Look, you might feel ngubaba, so I don't have much to do in my child's life. Hey, Tina, it's going ubaba. We enjoyed the presence of ubaba in our lives. So please, now, if you have a chance, do not take that away from your son, and do not take that away from your daughter.
Thank you so much, Mr. Macci.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.